Army News, today's music, this is Garrison FM. I'm Chris Kay, linking up with Afghanistan to get an update, and I'm speaking to Captain Henry Fowler, who's second in command of A Squadron, the Queen's Royal Lancers. Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Thank you for speaking to me today. So, first of all, give me an update on what's been happening over the last week or so.
Over the last week, so the guys have been immensely busy. Main sort of stuff we've been doing is going out to the domination ground in around Bastion. And there they've essentially just been trying to disrupt and prevent any attacks or any sort of movement of insurgent ammunition or insurgents themselves around the area. And they sort of do this through a variety of methods, whether that's vehicle checkpoints or simply by their presence being there, they sort of have that effect.
And is this a successful deterrent for any potential threats?
Yeah, I mean, some notable success we've had over the last week. So one of the troops has found or lifted off the ground an ID facilitator. So he's one of the sort of commanders who directs people to actually their ID. So this is, you know, this is a massive success for the squadron in terms of preventing the actual the network, and rather than just preventing the people who actually dig the devices in, this is one of the sort of bosses, as it were.
That's fantastic. So has the risk level altered at all? Is it different now from perhaps the beginning of the tour?
I think it's still stay pretty steady. In terms of sort of moving on from previous Herricks and previous tours, it's certainly, you know, there's a definite change, and it's a definite change for the better. So there's sort of, I wouldn't say less risk because it's always there, but, you know, you can see there's a definite marked improvement in terms of over the years that we've been here.
So what are the challenges still to come, and as you head towards transition?
I think challenges sort of still remain in that, you know, we're obviously having a smaller footprint ourselves, which gives us we don't see as much as what's going on. But the challenges, I think, are always there. You know, there's always going to be an IED threat. There's always going to be a threat of getting shot at. And so the guys are, you know, fantastic. They really stay on their toes all the way through. And you know, they recognise that these threats are sort of ever present, you know, in whatever role we're doing, I suppose.
So what's the morale like? How are the guys enjoying the tour?
I think they're enjoying it all right so far. I mean, they had a good Christmas, which is always good. But yeah, I think they're enjoying the fact that it's not too hot at the moment. The weather's sort of slightly improving. I think they're probably looking forward to getting a bit of a suntan when the weather improves. So, yeah, I think morale's pretty high at the moment.
What about the equipment and the vehicles? I mean, how is that faring? I take it the terrain is a little bit tricky at times.
Yeah, I mean, the equipment's actually, you know, really, really good. It's standing up to everything that it's that it can be that's been thrown at it. And obviously, we have a huge variety of conditions, whether that's the cold and the mud in the winter, and obviously it's getting a little bit warmer now. But everything's standing up really well. The guys obviously work bloody hard to maintain it, but it's really, really, really quite positive.
That's brilliant. Well, listen, thank you very much for speaking to me today. Best of luck with the rest of the tour. Is there a message finally to the rear ops groups that you'd like to send back?
Just make sure that they book our flights home, I suppose.
That's brilliant. Captain Henry Fowler, second in command of A Squadron, the Queen's Royal Lancers in Afghanistan. Thank you.
Lovely. Thank you very much.